I guess. Okay, we didn't open enough time. Okay, I'll sing for you.
Sing for us, Ishmael. Wow, sing.
A song called Unalo.
This is Ishmael's lovely voice chiming in.
You hear me all the way across the Indian Ocean.
From Sounds of Tarab, live here in the studio, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, WFMU.org. They're going to be live at the Lafayette Grill, and we're told they turn it up even a notch more with dancing. And also, Rashid Halahal's band's going to be there, too, so it's going to be a very interesting kind of double bill with two interesting kind of tangential musical traditions happening, since he's from Morocco. Morocco, right? He's from Morocco.
He's from Morocco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And again, that's Lafayette Grill, April 27th, and that's 8 o'clock, starting at 8 o'clock. It's 54 Franklin Street near Broadway. And the website for Sounds of Tarab, myspace.com/soundsoftarab. Definitely send a note, say hello, say you heard them and liked what you heard, and like that, you know?
Yeah.
We like mail.
Thank you. Yeah. And we were contacted by Andy Jones, who's a director and producer, who's making the movie about the myth and life of Bee Kidude, the grandmother of Zanzibar Tarab. She is now in her 90s. She recorded her last album. That was the first song we did this evening, actually.
Yeah. Well Mani was the first song that we did today. And that was, she did that when she was 86, right?
Yeah. She's a fascinating woman. And Andy Jones is the director. And this movie may be coming to the African Film Festival this summer. And he's in touch with me. So we're going to, you know, go to our website and we'll find out more. Go to us and we'll tell you.
Yeah, what's
about
also
that,
interesting,
you know,
about Bee Kidude is that she did her first album when she was 86, actually. Mm.
Oh, really? Oh,
that was the first time. That was her first album. Before that, she's never been recorded. And she's like one of the big hitters of Tarab. Yeah. So I think that's.
So she had sung with the clubs, but never been recorded?
Yeah, she's very well known. And she'd done lots and lots of stuff and lots of live music. And she performed everywhere in Kenya, Zanzibar, Egypt. But she'd never recorded an album until she was 86.
There are a few things out there you can get. Globe Style put out a few collections. And then. The same label, Abuda Musique, that did all the Ethiopiques.
Yes, they also put out
a Tarab series as
you
well.
You can find most of that stuff on Amazon.com. You can find Bee Kidude's, her live, a live album that they put out for her also on Amazon.com if you want to order that. It's a great CD.
Yeah, totally.